Welcome to this demonstration of connecting up your Victor Reader Stream 2nd Edition to the Vision Australia Online iAccess Library Service. And in this demo, I'll give you a quick physical overview of the Victor Stream, and then we'll go about connecting the Victor Stream to a Wi-Fi network, joining the DAISY Online service at Vision Australia, and then accessing one of the books, podcasts, or magazines that I've currently got available on my account on the Vision Australia iAccess Library Service. So first of all, let me give you a physical description of the Victor Stream, and then we'll talk about the keys on the device itself. So the front face of the Victor Stream, at the top, you have three keys, two on either side and a round one in the middle. Then you have the telephone style keypad with a dot on the five. So of course, the first row being 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, with two dots in it, 6, 7, 8, 9, the next row, and then star, zero and hash on the bottom row of the keypad layout. And then down the bottom of the Victor Stream, you have three buttons across, left pointing arrow, a rectangular button, and then a right pointing arrow. And then above the middle rectangular button, right above it, there's an oval button. So that's basically a quick description of the front face. Going towards the top left-hand side of the unit, you've got a round button, and that's for on, off, or other functions. And then below that, you've got a pointing up and down arrow, which changes different options, such as increasing or decreasing volume, tone, and speed, etc. And then towards the top on the right-hand side of the unit, you've got a line in port, and then below that, pretty well flush with the case itself, there's a tiny button that you push in, and that's to start recording with the Victor Stream. If we come to the top edge, smack bang in the middle, you've got the SD card slot, which you can push the card in or out of, and it's basically spring-loaded. And then to the right of that, you've got your 3.5mm headphone jack. And then down the bottom, right in the middle, is the port for USB charging or USB data transfer from a PC or Mac. I'm not going to worry about the back of the unit because basically at the moment I've got the silicone case on. So hopefully that should be enough physical description to get you up and running. Now, of course, to turn it on, I'm going to go to that round button on towards the top left-hand side of the unit and press it in and hold it in. Hit a beep, now I'm going to release it.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Bookshelf. Notes. Zero. Notes.
Okay, and I've got zero notes at the moment, so I'm on my local bookshelf now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put myself in key describer mode, and you'll see how you can use the key describer mode to read out, if you like, the options of each of the keys on the device. So I'm going to hold in the zero key.
Key describer on.
I've just released the key now. It said key describer on. So now if I press the button, so let's start from the power button. I'm just going to press it now.
Speed.
So that says speed.
Tone.
Tone.
Volume.
Volume.
Speed.
Back to speed. And if I held it in, it's going to turn the unit off, okay? So let me just turn it back on again. Holding it in. Waiting for the beep.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Bookshelf. Notes. Zero. Notes.
Okay, and I'm going to hold in zero again on the keypad.
Key describer on.
Back in key describer. So I'm just going to press that power button again.
Speed.
Okay, so that cycles around between speed.
Tone.
Tone.
Volume.
And volume. And then if I press the up arrow.
Volume. 11.
It says volume 11. I press down arrow.
Volume. 10.
And that's actually changing the volume. So I come to those group of three keys at the top. On the left-hand side, I press it.
Go to note.
Currently that says go to note because I'm actually in the notes app within the Victor Stream. I press the middle button, the round one.
Online features.
That's the online features. If I press the right hand button.
Bookmark.
That's bookmark. So here we come down to the first row of the main keyboard. So I'm going to press number one.
Bookshelf. One.
Okay, that's bookshelf. Press two.
Scroll up. Two.
Scroll up is two. Press three.
Delete note. Three.
Okay, so currently that says delete note. But that three key is normally the delete function anyway. Press four.
Move back. Four.
Move back is number four. Press five.
Where am I? Five.
Number five is where am I? Press six.
Move forward. Six.
Move forward is six. I come down to the third row, pressing number seven.
Menu. Seven.
Menu is number 7. I'll be using that quite a lot during this setup. Pressing 8.
Scroll down. 8.
So scroll down is 8. Press 9.
Playback mode. 9.
9 is playback mode. And then coming down to the final row on the keypad section of the Victor Reader Stream front face. Pressing star.
Cancel.
It's a cancel button. Pressing 0.
Info. 0.
Pressing the hash key on the right-hand side at the bottom of the row.
Confirm.
And that's the confirm or enter key. So basically your star key is cancel and your hash key is enter or confirm. All right, so let's come down to the bottom group of keys down the bottom. And I'm going to go down to the bottom row first with the left arrow, middle key, and the right arrow pointing buttons. So I'm going to press the left arrow first.
Rewind.
So it currently says rewind. Press the middle key, the rectangular one.
Play, stop.
Play, stop. I'm pressing the right arrow.
Fast forward.
That's fast forward. And pressing the oval button above the play pause button.
Sleep.
Is my sleep button. And by the way, that's also the button that also gives you the time as well. And then if I come to the right-hand side towards the top and press that button in that I said was quite flush with the case, press it in.
Record.
And it says record. And then, of course, to come out of key describer, I just hold in the 0 key again.
Key describer off.
And we're out of key describer mode. So that's basically a physical description and the run-through of the buttons on the Victor Reader Stream 2nd Edition. So to get to the online DAISY service, I first of all need to connect the Victor Reader Stream to my home Wi-Fi network. So I need to press the online button to go from my local bookshelf to the online bookshelf. So I'm going to press that round middle key in at the top middle now.
Bookshelf. Podcasts. 5. Podcast feeds. 1.
Okay.
MacBreak Weekly. MP3. Twit.
And you can tell I've been using it. I've got podcasts in here. That's MacBreak Weekly that I listen to all the time. Now I want to press my menu key, which is number 7.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Off.
And it says wireless. First option says airplane mode, which is currently off. So I'm going to use my down arrow or number 8 to get down to scan for local Wi-Fi networks or connection points.
Import a network configuration from file. Scan for available connections.
Okay, so that said scan for available connections. So I'm just going to press my confirm or enter key, which was the hash key, to the right of the 0.
SSID.
Bybon 619E13. Uppercase B.
Okay, let's stop my one. I'm just going to press A or down arrow.
N, David's Wi-Fi network.
Okay, that's me, David's Wi-Fi network. I don't need to have it spelled out. I'm just going to press the confirm or hash button again to the right of the 0.
Enter password.
And now it says enter password. Now, what's happened now is that telephone style keypad has now changed its functionality now in the keyboard entry mode because this is the SMS style way of inputting letters and numbers. So for example, number 2 is now A, B, C and number 2. So there's 4 options for number 2 and so on. And if you want to remind yourself what they are, the key describer key is now moved because the 0 key is also used in this functionality, has moved to the sleep button. So I'm going to hold in the sleep button. Remember that was the one above the play pause button down the bottom. So I'm going to hold it in now.
Key describer on.
And release it. And I've just turned key describer on. So now, if I press that top left hand key at the top.
Not used in text entry.
It says not used. If I press the middle key, which is the online key.
Not used in text entry.
Okay, but the one to the right says.
Toggle uppercase, lowercase.
It toggles between uppercase and lowercase letters. So that's the group of 3 keys at the top. Then if I come down to the main keypad, which you'll be using to put in your password, I press 1.
1. Period. Comma. Question mark. Dash. Slash. Colon. Semicolon. Single quote. Quotes. Backslash. Less than. Greater than. Opening bracket. Closing bracket.
Okay, now what you basically got to do is memorize how many times you need to press the number 1 key to get to those different options that the 1 key has. So for example, if I wanted to put in 1, then I could just press 1 once and that would put in a 1. If I press number 2 now, it'll tell us what the number 2 key does.
A, B, C, 2.
Okay, so the number 2 key does A, B, C and 2. So for example, if I wanted to put in a letter C, I would have to press the number 2 key 3 times. If I wanted to put in B, I'd press the number 2 key 2 times. If I wanted to put it in an A, I'd press it once. Or if I wanted to put in a number 2, I'd press it 4 times because it's going to go through A, B, C, and then 2 each time I press the key, and you've got to press it fairly rapidly. And again, I'll show you that when we do it. Okay, so let's press 3.
D, E, F, 3.
Okay, so 3 is D, E, F, and 3. Number 4.
G, H, I, 4.
Okay, 4 is G, H, I, and 4.
J, K, L, 5.
Okay, so number 5 is J, K, L, and 5. Pressing number 6.
M, N, O, 6.
Okay, so number 6 is M, N, O, and 6. Number 7.
P, Q, R, S, 7.
Okay, so number 7 is P, Q, R, S, so it's got one more and 7. Number 8.
T, U, V, 8.
Okay, number 8 is T, U, V, and 8. Number 9.
W, X, Y, Z, 9.
Okay, so number 9, like number 7, has 4 letters in it plus the number. So that was W, X, Y, Z, and 9. And if I press the star key, which is the left of the 0.
Cancel.
That says cancel. If I press 0.
Space. 0. Exclamation mark. At. Hash sign. Dollar. Percent. Circumflex. Ampersand. Asterisk. Opening parenthesis. Closing parenthesis. Underscore. Plus. Equals pound, euro, yen.
So besides space and zero at the beginning of the first press or the second press, you've got extra punctuation symbols, including the at sign. And then if I press the hash key or the confirm key or the enter key, which is the key to the right of the zero.
Confirm.
That's the confirm key. And then if I come down the bottom, I said that the sleep button above the play pause button was the key describer, and if I press that now, it's going to come out of keyboard describer mode. But if I press the left arrow,
backspace,
that's the backspace key. If I press play pause,
play stop,
that's play stop. If I press the right arrow key,
spell search item,
that spells the search item, which in this case would actually spell what you've put in so far, which is really good when you're entering in a password or member number, etc. Let me press the record button.
Not used in text entry.
It's not used in text entry. Press the power button.
Speed.
Oh, that still changes it. If I press the up arrow.
Speed. 10.
Press down arrow.
Speed. 9.
Okay, so the change speed, tone, and volume in the up and down arrows still work in keyboard describer as it did previously. Okay, so let's come out of keyboard describer mode.
Key describer off.
Just press the sleep button in this case again. Remember, by default, it's usually the zero key held in for keyboard describer, but when you're doing SMS entry, it's the sleep button to go into the keyboard describer mode. So for this demonstration purposes, I'm actually going to put in a dummy password for the recording. So I'm going to do password with a capital P, number 1. So capital P password, 1. So I need to put the VictorStream in capital, so I press the top right hand button.
Uppercase.
And it says uppercase. Now I have to come down to 7 and I want to do a P. So I just press 7 once for P.
P.
And it said P. And then I'm going to press the top right-hand button again to put it back in lowercase.
Lowercase.
And I want to do A, so I'm pressing number 2 once.
A.
Okay, so that's P-A. And then I want to do 7 again for S. Now remember the sequence for that key was P-Q-R-S. So I need to press the key 4 times for S. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
S.
Okay, and there's S. I want to do another S, so again, 4 times on the 7 key. 1, 2, 3, 4.
S.
So that's P-A-double-S. Now, if I want to check that I've only put in 2 S's or just 1, if I come down to the right arrow key down the bottom and press it.
Pass. P-A-S-S.
Okay, so it said the word pass, and then P-A-S-S. The only thing it didn't say was whether that P was in capitals or not. Okay, so we've got P, double S in so far, so I want to do W. So W is number 9, and it's the first push of number 9, so I'm just going to press it once.
W.
Okay, and then O is MNO on the number 6 key, so I'm going to press it three times. 1, 2, 3.
O.
Okay, so it's PASSWO and then R. Come back up to number 7, and it was PQR, so I need to press the number 7 key three times. 1, 2, 3.
R.
And D is number 3 key pressed once, because it's DEF.
D.
Okay, and there's D. And then I'm going to do 1, so I can just press number 1 by itself.
1.
There we go. And if I want to check, I can press the spell key, the right arrow key down the bottom.
Password 1, PASSWORD 1.
And then if I want to delete each character, I can press the backspace key, which is the left arrow key down the bottom.
1, D, R, O.
And I'm deleting all the characters one by one.
S, S, A, P.
And of course, if you made a mistake, you could just press the back arrow key once. I've just got rid of the whole lot now, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause the recording and put in my real password for my Wi-Fi network here at home. So here I am back again. I'm just putting in my right password. Now I'm just going to press the confirm or enter button, which is to the right of the zero, remember? Press that now.
Please wait. Please wait. Connected to
David's Wi-Fi.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
Fi network. Uppercase D A V I D single quote S space uppercase W I dash uppercase F I space uppercase N E T W O R K.
Enter a nickname for this network.
Now it said it one, you can type in a nickname. I really don't want to do that unless your Wi-Fi network name is very long. Then I would probably suggest you really don't need to do it. I'm just going to press the enter or confirm key again. Again to the right of your zero.
Connected to
David's Wi-Fi network, uppercase D A V I D single quote S space uppercase W I dash uppercase F I space uppercase N E T W O R K.
Wireless. Scan for available connections.
Okay, so we're on David's Wi-Fi network. Now, if I want to check that I'm indeed on the network, I can just press my zero key now on the keyboard.
Info.
Mac break.
And if I press the up arrow number 2.
About Victor Reader. Wireless.
David's Wi-Fi network. Uppercase.
Okay, so I'm now on there.
D-A-B-I-D. Single quote.
Just press the cancel button.
Cancelled.
That cancel button was to the left of the zero. All right, so we are now on my Wi-Fi network, so we can now go on to the DAISY online service for the Vision Australia iAccess Library Service. So I'm pressing number 7.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Off.
And I'm going to keep pressing number 7 till we hear DAISY online.
General. Internet radio. Podcasts. NLS Bard. Bookshare. NFB Newsline. DAISY online. Add a DAISY online service.
Okay, so now we're on the menu for DAISY online. So the first option is add a DAISY online service. And I want to use that one. So I'm just going to press the enter or confirm button. Again to the right of your zero.
Choose a DAISY online service to add.
CNIB director player.
So that's CNIB. Now you can press 4 or 6 to go between these options. I happen to know that if I press number 4 to go to the left, it's a lot shorter to get to Vision Australia than it is going the other direction, because it's all in alphabetical order. So I'm going to press 4.
AV3715.ru Vision Australia.
And there's V, Vision Australia. So I'm going to press confirm or enter to the right of your zero.
Enter your user ID.
And I'm going to put in my user ID. And by default, it's in number mode. So the keypad now is in numbers like a calculator. So if I just press 6.
6.
And then 0.
0.
And then 2.
2.
And then 0.
0.
I've just put a dummy PIN number in. It's going to pause the recording and put in the PIN number. So I'm going to press confirm.
Enter your password. 0.
Enter your password. So I'm going to put in my password, and now the keyboard has switched back to the normal SMS function. Okay, so I want to put in my password. So if I press capital.
Uppercase.
And put in J.
J.
Okay, which was the 5 key just once. Put myself back down in lowercase.
Lowercase.
And then I'm just going to pause the recording and put in the rest of my password. And that's the same deal with inputting in on the keyboard that we had when I was first doing it with my Wi-Fi network password. Okay, here I'm back again. I'll just put in my password. So I'm going to press the confirm or enter button to the right of the zero.
Please wait.
Vision Australia.
On. Menu. DAISY online. Add a DAISY online service.
So I can now press my cancel button or the star button to the left of my zero.
Leaving menu.
And if I press my bookshelf key, which is number one.
Bookshelf. Podcasts.
That's five. Podcast. Press it again.
Internet radio.
Internet two. Radio.
Playlist. References. Zero.
Press files. It again.
Vision Australia.
Zero. Books.
Download more books.
Okay, Vision Australia, zero books, and it said download more books. I'm going to press the confirm or enter key. This is going to look at all the books, magazines, or podcasts that I've currently subscribed to via the Vision Australia website. And of course, that is http://i-accessonline, or one word, .visionaustralia.org. So let me press the confirm or enter key now to the right of the zero.
Please wait. 14. Books. 1.
Central Coast Express Advocate. Gosford. Peninsula.
Okay, so
Wednesday,
I've got 14
Friday
books currently
editions.
Online. So that's Central Coast. That's the newspaper.
Friday, July the
I'm going to press number 6 to go through them.
2.
Central Coast
another
Express
Central Coast.
Advocate.
3.
CompuTalk.
CompuTalk's a podcast.
4.
National Geographic.
Okay, National
Wednesday,
Geographic's
June
a magazine.
5.
Talking Tech.
Talking
Tuesday,
Tech is
June
my
7,
podcast for Vision Australia Radio.
6.
Talking Vision.
That's Talking
Wednesday,
Vision
July
from Vision Australia podcast.
7.
Talking Vision. Wednesday,
Talking Vision
July
again, another
20,
episode.
8.
The Sydney Morning Herald.
Sydney Morning Herald newspaper.
9.
The Sydney Morning
Sydney
Herald.
Sydney Morning Herald newspaper.
10.
The Time of the Dark.
The Time of the Dark, which is a Daisy book.
11.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the
and
Tank
Friends.
Engine.
12.
ViewConnect Android app demo for iAccess.
That's
Friday,
the VA Connect Android app demo. Press 6 again.
13.
The Connect iOS app demo.
And that's
for
the
iAccess.
VA Connect
Friday,
iOS app. That gives access to Vision Australia Library.
14.
Your Vision Australia Roundup.
That's the Vision
Monday,
Australia
February.
Roundup.
Browse downloaded books.
Press 6 again.
1.
Central Coast Express Advocate. Gosford.
Okay, and of course I can press 4 to go
Friday
cycle
editions.
Back around the other way.
Browse downloaded.
14.
Your Vision Australia.
13.
The Connect iOS app.
12.
ViewConnect Android.
11.
Thomas the Tank Engine and
okay,
Friends.
Okay, so let's see if I want to play Thomas Tank Engine and Friends. I'm just going to press the confirm or enter key to the right of the zero.
Added to download queue. 11.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
So that's currently downloading. Okay, so if I press my zero key now.
Info. Battery power.
Okay, and press up arrow number 2.
About Victor Reader. Wireless.
David's one.
Downloads info.
Vision Australia.
Current download. 25%.
So I can tell that currently that book is downloaded by 25%. It's only a small book. It's only about 6 meg. When it's finished downloading, we'll actually hear a tone when it's completed downloading. And of course, I could keep adding more books to that. Whoop, and there we go. You've just heard the tone. Okay, so let me just press
current
the cancel
download.
Button.
Cancelled.
Come out of the info function. And I'm back in my online library. So if I press 6.
12.
ViewConnect Android app demo for iAccess. Friday,
okay, that's the next
27.
One in the options. So let me go to the left with 4.
11.
Thomas the Tank
Sydney Morning 10. Herald. We'll
the
get
time
2.
Of the dark.
9.
The Sydney Morning Herald.
Okay,
Wednesday,
let me press
July the 27th.
Enter on the Sydney Morning Herald. Wednesday, July 7th, which is today's
added
date.
To download queue.
And that
9.
Should be quite
the
quick because it's only text.
Herald. Wednesday, July the 27th, 2016. Vision Australia.
Download complete.
There we go. If I press the number 1 key for the bookshelf.
Podcasts. 5.
And cycle back
Internet
around.
Radio. References.
Vision Australia.
2. Books. 1.
Sydney Morning Herald. Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2016. First
okay,
edition.
So that's the now currently done another book,
Australia
which is number
production.
1.
Copyright Fairfax Holdings.
Just currently reading it out. But if I press play pause down the bottom middle.
Please wait.
Sydney Morning Herald. Wednesday, the 27th.
Okay, it's going to start
July,
reading it. Press play pause again. And if I press bookshelf to go back to the bookshelf list.
Bookshelf.
Vision Australia.
And press
two.
6.
Book. 2.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
There's Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. If I press play pause.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by the Reverend W. Audrey. About this Daisy book. This Daisy book has been produced by converting an existing analog recording. It may contain references to...
Okay, and I've got my voice running fairly quickly. Press the bookshelf key again once.
Bookshelf.
It's number
Vision
1, of course.
Australia.
Now if I press
two.
6.
Download more books.
Says download more books, and that will go again if I press confirm or enter to the right of the zero to go back to the online library of my account.
12. Books. 1.
Central Coast Express Advocate.
Okay, so you can tell
Gosford,
that I've only got 12 on there
Wednesday,
now because I've already
Friday
downloaded
editions.
2 of them.
Friday, July the 22nd, 2016.
And I'm wondering at the moment, I'm just going to press the cancel button or the star key to the left of the zero.
2. Books. 1.
Sydney Morning Herald, Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2016, first edition.
Okay.
A Vision and Australia production.
If I now press the power button and hold it in, I've turned the Victor stream off. If I turn it back on again, now that I've connected to my Wi-Fi network, you'll actually hear it say connected to Wi-Fi network. Holding it in. Releasing it.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by the Reverend W. Audrey.
And it's come back to where I was.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
There we go, connected to Wi-Fi. Now, I just want to show you something, just in case you do get a bit confused. If I press that bookshelf key again there in the middle at the top.
Bookshelf. Notes. 0. Notes.
Okay, it said bookshelf notes. Now then, I'm actually now back on my local bookshelf. So if I press my menu button, number 7.
Menu. Navigation and playback.
That's navigation loop. And playback. If I press 7 again.
Skip.
All. Skip.
Language.
Language.
Recording.
Recording.
Format SD card.
Format SD card.
Multi-tap text entry method.
Multi-tap text and entry method.
Navigation and playback.
And back to navigation loop. And playback. Okay, off. Let me just press the cancel button to the left of the 0.
Leading menu.
Now if I press the bookshelf key again.
Bookshelf.
Vision Australia.
It says Vision Australia, that's where I was. But if I press the 7 key.
Menu. Wireless.
We've got the wireless options, etc. Because I know I'm on the right system. So that's how you can tell between what bookshelf you're in. So I hope you've enjoyed this quick demo. I'm about to stop doing this recording now because the garbage truck has just turned up outside. But as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.